Hi everyone, thanks for dropping by. It's Michael Kerr here with another episode of Humor at Work. So are your meetings incoherent? I used to work in the government, so many meetings were incoherent. But if you work at the Yahoo offices in Santa Clara, California, you may just be working incoherent because they have their meeting rooms named things like coherent and disposed so that when someone asks where Mike is, the person gets to respond, he's incoherent. And to help employees find their way around in a fun way, the meeting room at Google's Mountain View, California headquarters are named in alphabetical order after different geographic locations. In San Francisco, their offices are named for TV shows and movies set in the San Fran area, such as Charmed and X-Men. And their Washington office includes meeting spaces with names such as The Situation Room and, my favorite, The Secret Undisclosed Location. I mean, who would not want to meet in The Secret Undisclosed Location? Rooms. The cleaners working in Google's Santa Monica office have an easier time finding out which bathroom needs attending to because each bathroom is named after a character from the old sitcom Three's Company, which was set in Santa Monica. So look for opportunities to name your buildings, if you have more than one building, your meeting rooms, hallways, floors, elevators, escalators, heck, even your stairwells, in a way that's not only fun and maybe inspiring, but also in a Google-style manner that helps people navigate their way around your office. You can create the names based on local landmarks, historical or hysterical milestones, your organization's value, or as a way to honor employees, clients, and local heroes. My fun at work tip, if you want to sharpen your humor saw, then Google the New Yorker Magazine Cartoon Caption Contest. Every week they do a contest for the funniest cartoon caption, where you, the reader, can just submit what you think should be the perfect caption to fit their cartoon. It's a great way to flex your funny bone and get your creative juices oozing. But you can also turn this into a work team event by holding a weekly or monthly contest in your own workplace using work-related cartoons drawn by a budding cartoonist in your office, which I'm sure every office has at least one. Or turn it into a team sport and hold a contest for the best caption to a blank cartoon as a team-building event at meetings. Quote of the week from Camillien Huth. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. The quote, though, I think is brilliant. It's so true. If you wish to tell the truth, make people laugh. But if you wish to make people laugh, tell the truth. And finally, in It's a Wacky World, June is right around the corner as I'm recording this podcast. And so in case you're wondering, if you're wandering around June without a theme, which would just be tragic, I say, June is official Effective Communications Month, International Surf Music Month, Accordion Awareness Month, raising the question, how accordion aware are you? Bathroom Reading Month and Smile Month. And of course, there's the usual assortment of wacky theme days headed your way, which I've listed on the old website at www.humoratwork.com. Couple of the highlights, June 2nd, Leave the Office Early Day. June 6th to 8th, The Positive Power of Humor and Creativity Day. June 7th, Chocolate Ice Cream Day. 13th, Blame Someone Else Day. The 19th, Recess at Work Day. What a phenomenal idea. The 20th, Take Your Dog to Work Day. 23, Pink Flamingo Day. And June 30th, Please Take My Children to Work Day. Please, seriously, take them with you. Well, folks, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.